The government's still in their shutdown mode. We're also getting all of our W-2s and all those other forms because we have to put our taxes together. And do those things relate? Maybe is it going to affect our returns or what we do? And maybe even with the new tax laws on the books, we'll see how things are affected. And to help us out is Chief Tax Officer of Jackson Hewitt. Mark Stieber joins us. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Good to be here.
All right. How worried should we be about the government shutdown related to our taxes?
Absolutely none. The IRS is up and running and have been preparing for this, not for the shutdown, but for the largest tax law change in 30 years. But IRS is up and staffed, as they've said and communicated out, and the tax deadline doesn't change. But even separate from the tax deadline, it's always just a smart best practice to file early, as you said. Once you start getting your stuff, there's no reason to wait. The government shutdown is not affecting your tax return.
Mark, let's talk about the tax reform for a moment. What's the common thread there for your average Joe or Josephine?
Well, it's the single biggest tax law change in 30 years. There's no debate about that. It's something that will touch everybody. All of us on this call or on this show and people who are listening, everybody will have changes on their tax return this year. The good news, despite some of the political pundits to the contrary, there's something good in it for most every taxpayer. High, low, mid-income, unemployed, self-employed, there's a nugget in there for everyone, but it's certainly a lot of change. There are things that went away, but newer and bigger and better things that are there. New credits, bigger deductions, new deductions, a lot to watch for this year for taxpayers, as you say, common Joe or otherwise.
Will my form look different or have extra lines in it, or how does that change?
Yeah, that's a great question. You heard a lot last year about the postcard, and there's been a lot of commentary that there's this new form. There is a new 1040, but quite honestly, about 80% to 90% of taxpayers now file with a computer. Whether they use a professional to help them out or they're adventurous and spirited and they do it themselves. So for those folks, they won't really see a big difference. You'll still answer questions about your job and your employment and your income and your family. You may answer a few more questions, as I mentioned, on some new deductions this year. And if you choose to print that return out, like about 10% do, it will look a little different. But it's in no ways simpler this year. So if you hear the word postcard, that's more just kind of an optics issue. There's still a ton of stuff in there for everybody. New questions and better questions and bigger deductions this year.
Is there any particular deduction that stands out to you or one that you thought,
I'll say, yeah, absolutely. They doubled the child credit. So if you're a family with children in your house, there's a tax credit of $2,000 per person, so they doubled that. But they almost quadrupled the amount of income that you can earn and not lose it. A lot of these credits, they phase out for so-called high-income earners. The child credit used to be low. Now you can earn upwards of $400,000 if you're married or $200,000 if you're single and still get that child credit. The earned income credit, well over $6,000, it's still there, but one out of four people forget to take that, and it's not a low-income credit. It's a middle-income to moderate-income taxpayer credit. The big one, though, that people might be interested in is a new deduction for self-employed folks, a new qualified business income, or QBI. It's a brand-new thing put into place to kind of help balance the tax rules for small businesses and big businesses. So if you're doing your taxes or you're talking with your pro, tell them you're interested in the QBI. But a lot of stuff to watch for this year, most of it pro-taxpayer.
If people want to find out more about this, work on it, and get things together, where's a good resource for some of this?
Well, you can always go to jacksonhewitt.com and find one of our local offices. Just put your zip code in there in the little box on your phone or on your computer. And as you said, it's a bad weather day. Probably a good time to start getting those documents, get that shoebox ready, find that last year return. But www.jacksonhewitt.com is an easy place to start.
Mark Stieber, thank you for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Good morning to both of you.